Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday Set, where we are in survival mode. In F1, they drive to survive. At Wolf Den this weekend, we are punting to survive. Kings owned another blackout last weekend. How much more of it can you take?
I'm pretty hardened. Yeah, it was a blackout Saturday. It's one of the most stressful days I've ever had on Saturday. For many reasons. We opened AI up as well and the app went down because it's too much volume. But then we got it going back up, which I wish we didn't in the end because we hardly tipped a winner. So it was disappointing. Then Sunday, I woke up positive on Sunday and I backed the Mighty Dolphins. I had a good bet on them, which I got something back. Woke up Monday, never felt better, confident, ripped in. AI was on fire, won Monday, Tuesday again, nailed it Tuesday. Then Wednesday, lost double amount what I did on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday on Australian racing in Hong Kong. So yeah. One step forward, two steps back, but, you know, it's the way it is. We go forward.
The life we chose.
Yeah, exactly, but, you know, I've got a spring in my step because there's great racing on Saturday and I know I'm going to win.
It's one of the great days of Golden Slipper Day, and this one's a particularly good day. Like, the fields are amazing. I'm really excited for the racing in Mooney Valley, really excited for the racing in Rose Hill. Where are you at, Fizzer? Are you excited, mate?
Yeah, I thought the racing this weekend looked fantastic. Yeah. I was pretty pumped by a few of the races. It's really good, really good racing. Hard racing, but great horses. I think the slipper's really good.
Yeah. So we're going to get straight into it and we're going to move to the feature races. We're going to start at Mooney Valley because our good friends at racing.com, we're celebrating the Festival of Racing with them. They've got a magnificent meeting at Mooney Valley. And we have a nice little feature to talk about our feature races going forward. We're going to bring in these AI screens. You can see Mooney Valley Race 8 up there. And it helps you to articulate what you like about different races.
Absolutely.
That's what AI is looking like at the moment. It can change a bit between now and Saturday because the track might change. There's going to be scratchings and whatnot. And just quickly on AI, AI is free to Wolf Den members on Sunday. So any type of member on Wolf Den, you get free access to all of our AI meetings on Sunday. And another thing is that you need to remember that if you are a member of Wolf Den, we have a $10,000 end of month members draw, and that will be drawn at our punt party on April the 6th. Let's get
How good is the punt party going to be?
It's going to be huge.
I'm pumped.
If you haven't
get out of the den and get to the pub on a Saturday.
If you haven't Can't wait. Go book. Yeah. There's not many spots left. Moving to Mooney Valley Race 8, the William Reid Stakes, the Big Girl Imperatrice, back to wait for age. What are you thinking?
Max Bet.
Official
Saturday set tip. I'm going straight into it. The reason why, Golden Bullet, but different race on Saturday, wait for age, not down the straight, back to Mooney Valley. Has drawn out in 10, but I don't mind that off the fence. Get clear running. I'd rather have the 1,200 at the Valley being drawn off the fence a bit rather than one or two where you need luck. She should get clear running. I'm pretty confident. Max Bet for me. What do you say, Fizz?
Yeah, I'm with you, mate. Imperatrice, it looked big overs when the tab went up 190. Thought that was a good price. I'm not sure what she'll be come Saturday. But, look, carried huge weight, and I said that I thought she was a lay last start, which eventually ended up right, but she only got beat by one horse. It was a massive run. I thought back to wait for age, back to the Valley. I thought that was the cream and the recipe for a win. Obviously, I thought if there was a blowout, Bella Lipitina or I Am Me, but I Am Me has been convincingly beaten by Imperatrice, same track, same distance, by about 3.5 lengths last time in. Changed trainers since. Bella Lipitina, if it does what it can do occasionally, which is just turn in a stellar performance, that would be the only two horses I could see turning the tables.
I'm with you. I'm Imperatrice from Bella Lipitina to the Quinella. I took a little bit of $1.90 yesterday. Okay. Not for much, but I think that she'll start shorter than $1.90.
In this
different
race. In this race last year, Bella Lipitina loomed up like she was going to go past Imperatrice and then Imperatrice kicked in. It was about $4 that day, Imperatrice. Long time since we've seen $4, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's keep rolling. Mooney Valley Race 6, the Alexandra Stakes, 1,600 metres for the fillies, Group 3.
Vivier for me. Black booked on the Saturday sessions a couple of weeks ago. Should have won. Didn't get out. I was on and I was filthy. But let's hope we get some better luck on Saturday. The clear danger, Molly Knickers, but at around the $2.40, I didn't think that was such a great price. Didn't have that much between them, really. I think Molly Knickers deserves to be favourite. But the $5.50 that's out there, Vivier, I think is a good price. What do you say,
Fizz? And that's an official Saturday set tip.
It's an official Saturday set, so I've gone two from two, Imperatrice into Vivier.
The big problem I got here is they're both dual acceptors and they're both accepted in a race in Adelaide as well at this present time, and we don't know which way they're going and they're both in the same races. So it frustrates me, and I know there's a lot of punters out there that are frustrated by the same thing.
It's a big talking point at the moment, yeah.
We don't know where they're going. I mean, some people will. I don't know. I'm pretty sure the trainers know where they're going by now, so I don't know why they can't take them out of whatever race they're not in. But anyway, going to that race, Molly Knickers is top pick off my form. $2.40, gets back in the field. Getting a little bit sick of this horse, been on it its last couple, so... I can't really bet against what my form finds, because if I do, they always win. So Molly Nick is on top of Viviere, and the only two hopes. And I like Kings. I thought the 550 was better value than the $2.40 Molly Nickers.
All right, let's move to Moonee Valley Race 7, the Alistair Clark Stakes. Over the Clocks Plate distance, 2,040 metres, three-year-olds, and a lot of these three-year-olds on a path to the AJC Derby.
Yeah, no, exactly. Quintessa is a very interesting horse here. Come over from New Zealand and ran a cracking race over 1,600 first run here. Never gone past 1,600 though. Looks like she'll get 2,000 all day, but never has been tested past 1,600. I'm with Apulia just at the price, $859. Top bullet rating at 95. Mm-hmm. And I think around the $859 mark looks great value. What do you say, Fizz?
Quintessa was a horse that I marked on the Saturday sessions the other week as one to follow.
You did, yeah.
That was the day the track was playing quite weird. At, I think you had to be on speed. I think it was Flemington.
Yeah.
And yeah, you were basically, if you weren't in the top four horses, you didn't win for the day there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought its run was massive, 1,600. But like King said, 2,040 is a new thing it's got to go to, and it's around the valley for the first time. Clear top pick for me. I'm going to have something on it. I thought the dangers were number 13, Basilima. Came out of the Molly Knickers race, ran as good as Molly Knickers last start and just got pipped. Won't have any problem with the distance. It's been there before. And Apulia was my pick as third pick. First up, couldn't win. It was on that same Flemington track. Came down the outside, actually run a good race. 850 looks value.
Should have won the Derby, the Victoria Derby, Apulia.
Yeah.
Won and the Vase last year, won a Group 2, the Vase, and then should have won the Derby.
It's so one from one at the Valley at this track and distance, Apulia too. Yes. So you know it's getting the distance. You know where it's going to, you know, it's going to be there in the firing line. So
I watched Apulia in track work last week when I was at Lindsay Park.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, it looked like it was going good.
Perfect.
Yeah. Let's move to Rose Hill. Now, last couple of weeks back I said it was the best Todman Stakes I've ever seen. This is the best George Ryder I've ever seen.
Wow.
And the reason for that is the depth of the field. So it's obviously a 1,500-metre race, Group 1 weight for age, and often you get a weight for age superstar like Winx or someone like that, and Fangirl probably would have been in this race if she didn't get injured. She probably would have dominated the market. As soon as she came out, it seemed like a lot of trainers flocked towards, I think the field's like 18 or something, and, you know, wide, wide open field. So I'm really excited about it. Mm. What did you think?
I like it when you're excited. Yeah. I'm with Think About It. I was on Think About It small first up. Didn't have a huge amount of luck. This is a different race. We'll have to go back from the wide barrier. But the two horses I found are Think About It and Lady Laguna, and they're both going to 1,500 for the first time here as well. So Think About It will have to go back from that barrier. But 1,500, Rose Hill should get his opportunity. I think he'll drift in the market. He's 380 at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait and back him late. Lady Laguna, once again, going to 1,500, but geez, she's flying.
Yeah.
She's going. She's $11 at the moment. I wouldn't think there'd be a huge amount of money for either of those two horses, really, so I'm happy to sit back and wait. But those are my two bets in the race.
Yeah, you're getting some really nice prices about both those horses because of the depth of the field, aren't you?
100%.
Yeah.
Fizz?
Yeah, I was wondering if Joe Pride set, like, obviously, Think About It's going to 1,500 the first time. Joe Pride, I'd never want to doubt him. Great trainer, knows what he's doing. I thought from the barrier at the price, it was definitely not a bet for me at this stage, even though it came out on my ratings as top pick. 1,500's a concern. Barrier's a concern. A bit too much there for me to be stepping into $3.80. Lady Laguna, definite value at the price. Was strong through the line over 1,300. Airborne this prep. Just doesn't run a bad race. I'm leaning towards the three-year-olds. I think Militarize and V8 down there. They're both going to – Militarize will need luck. It's probably $5, probably no overs, being a horse that gets back in its run. But V8 will get the perfect run right on the speed. Those two horses are the two horses I think will get the perfect runs and maybe be the ones to beat. But, yeah, really, really good race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about really, really good races. The 2024 Golden Slipper, 1,200 metres, Group 1 weight for age, for two-year-olds. A lot of people are saying it's one for the ages, an addition for the ages. What do you say? You've seen a lot of golden slippers.
Yeah, I love betting up in the golden slipper. It's my favourite race in New South Wales. Melbourne Cup's my number one favourite race. Number two is the golden slipper. This pains me to say it, but I do not have a bet.
Wow.
Apart from Espionage, which is first emergency. So, yeah, it pains me to say it. I think Storm Boy is going to be very hard to beat. I don't think 220 is any luxury. I think Switzerland's a bit short at $5 and will ease. I thought Straight Charge at $11 seemed a bit of value, but yeah, even Anisa at 100-1 I thought was a bit of value, but yeah. If Espionage gets a run, I think he's got a really big win in him. Maybe it won't be the slipper, but he'll win a group race, I think, for sure. I was going to say group one then and I held back.
Yeah.
What do you say, Fitz?
I'm Lady of Camelot top pick.
And been well backed.
I've backed it. I think the Blue Diamond form will hold up well in the slipper this year. Hasiyagi came out second pick on mine. The Blue Diamond winner has done nothing wrong, but we'll be getting back to last from the wide gate. And I don't know if that's where you want to be in the slipper. It's going to be need a miracle run, I think. I think if I'm going to do anything, which I have done, I've had a bet on Lady of Camelot. Trialed so well. If you watch the trial, you'll see what I'm talking about. Trialed at Hawkesbury.
Am I allowed to have a tip in the slipper?
Yeah, go for it.
As long as
Switzerland will win the slipper. That's from RI. RI's tip. I'm allowed. Last time I was allowed a tip was in the Turnbull, and I tipped Romantic Warrior. You tipped
one randomly last week, mate.
You're allowed to tip. You're just not allowed to tip anything I'm backing.
Fair enough.
After last week.
Okay, so it's race four. When I was putting my staking plan together for the Saturday set, I wanted to fatten out a bit. So I went and looked at King's form, and I quite like Vivian, and he liked it as well. So I put in the staking plan, which he's not that happy about because he thinks I'm a big mock. So let's see what happens in this race. He's told me if this doesn't win, I'm never ever to go into his form again. Yeah, Vivian's very wide.
Can he get in?
Maybe he gets in with a little cover now. Still wide. I might be barred from the King's Own's form.
No more. Enough is enough.
Go on! Go on! Go on! Go on! Go on!
Let's move on to the Galaxy, another incredible race.
Yes.
Really, really deep field, a lot of great horses. 1,100 yes. metres, group one. What are you thinking?
I'm going to sink my teeth right into this race. So yeah. I'm against Osmosis. I've got Osmosis Allay with a bullet rating of 38. I've got AF Cab and Consider Laying with a bullet rating of only 43. So that's a great foundation to start betting and looking for other value because those are the first two in the market. So running through my bets, Private Eye, I'm definitely going to be on. Marzu, which is great value at the moment. Passive Aggressive, $12 looks great value to me. And Front Page, $19. I'm not saying all those horses will definitely firm up, mm-hmm. but what I am saying is I think there's great value there and I'm probably be on a maybe best tote at the end. Uncommon James I think is very close to a price. It's a race where I'd play Trifectas and Quinellas in as well and try and get some real value through against those two favourites. So that's looks a real good betting race for mine, Fizz. And
just before you start, Fizz, I think this is a great race to have a bit of a talk about why AI is a good tool because AI is not a magic bullet for punters, is it? Even though you've got things called golden bullet, it's just another tool for them to try and help them with their own form and their own work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great tool to match up against yours. Mm. And maybe if you like the two favourites in that race or liked Osmosis, you might reduce your bet or wait because you think it's going to drift as well. Or if you're against them, it gives you a bit more confidence to sort of match up against yours. Absolutely. That's the best way to use it.
And in a race like this where you might, you know, have a bit of an inkling towards a horse and then you go and look at it here and AI's tipping as well and it could be 20, 25 to 1. It gives you a chance to have that really great result and get you in a great position.
Absolutely.
That's how I'd be looking at it.
I love betting in the races where either it's gold, the golden bullet, or there's a lot of colours.
Yeah.
A lot of colours means there's discrepancies in the market and I've got a real opinion.
Mm. And a big thing with AI too is enjoying the punt a bit more, like having a bit more confidence and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which I think that
the colour coding is super, super simple to use as well. Mm. It's easy to get your head around.
Mm, cool. Fizzo, what did you make of Rose Hill Race 9?
Yeah, Rose Hill Race 9, I actually had Front Page top pick. It's aiming pretty high. Aiming pretty high first up, but I think it's won six from eight or six from nine first up. So it's obviously a horse that loves being in the race first up. So, look, I'm not betting in the race, but 14 Front Page, 11 Sunshine in Paris, two lovely quiet trials. I love the horse. And I do think AF Cabin, excuse me, looks ready to explode after its first up run over 1,000. Hit the line really strong behind Passive Aggressive. And, yeah, I thought it's ready to explode.
Very good. And I might stay with you. Can you give us your Saturday set, please?
Just on top of what King said about people using AI to help them formulate what they like, I want to stress that we're not a tipping service in here. We've just done our best, and we punt and we bet every day and we do our best. And yesterday someone brought it to my attention, which was very nice of them. I tipped a winner. I've been having a few hard weeks on the den. Tipped a $13 winner, and someone said, thanks a lot. And I just wrote, it's been a long time coming. Like, I'm not going, haven't been going great. And he replied with, I just use your selections to help me with my selections, and I appreciate it. Mm. And so I thought that was really good, and I think that's something that people can do with AI as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, so. All right. So we'll go into my Saturday set.
Yeah.
I like one in Ascot, race 6, number 7, Wild Bell. It's had a 2-month break. It flies fresh, and I think it'll be winning first up. Inside draw is my only concern with it. Eagle Farm, race 3, number 9, a horse called Brookhaven. 1,400 metres up from 1,200. It ran at Gold Coast on that dusty track the other week that I think pretty much every horse that led nearly won. It drops in class and looks a really good bet to me around the $5 mark. We're going to Eagle Farm, race 8, number 17, a horse called Liberty Steps. 1,200 first start for a new trainer. Natalie McCall's got it. I did like it second trial, and I thought around the $8.50 mark it was a really good play for me this weekend. Drawn really well, and I think it'll give us a run for our money.
Any Saturday set tips for you?
Yeah, I got two more. So I was in Imperatrice and Viviere, and then we'll roll into we'll stay at the Valley. So I've got three at the Valley. Race 2, number 1, Spywire, which is coming out of the Blue Diamond. Prior to that was racing in the Magic Millions, so has been racing in high-quality races. Absolute speed machine. Should love the Valley. 1,200 I don't think will be a problem. I'm into it. Then we're going up to Eagle Farm, race 4, number 2, Elmore Zillow. This horse ran at Randwick last start and had absolutely no luck. Once again, back to an easier race. And just looks too classy for him. I think there's 370 out there at the moment, which I think is a fabulous price. And when that member's email goes out, I'm going to be straight into it afterwards, and I'm going to smash it Australia-wide.
Love it. And I'm about to read out the A-set tips, and Chris Camilleri, who tips way more winners than anyone in this show.
He's flying.
Yeah, he's very keen on Spywire.
I'll get him, though. I've just started slow, but I will get him.
I don't doubt that. So it's time to read out the A-set. So we're starting with Dream Team. Rose Hill, race 6, number 1, Riff Rocket. Best horse in the race and will come over the top to win. Dan O. Mooney Valley, race 5, number 1, Campionessa. Kiwi mare who brought her New Zealand form behind Legato to Australia and won last start over 1,800 metres in the Group 2 Peter Young Stakes at Caulfield. Her last two ratings give her a nice edge over the opposition. She's a super consistent performer and draws to get a soft run that is handy to the speed, easy to like. Chris Camilleri, the pride of the Saturday set. Mooney Valley, race 2, number 1, Spywire, brings strong form around the best two-year-olds in the country into this listed sprint, ready to peak now, and has a superior early speed to find the front around the tight-turning Mooney Valley track. And now it's time for what everyone is waiting for, RI's staking plan. Here we go. Mooney Valley, race 2, number 1, Spywire, 2 units. It is a 10-unit staking strategy. Mooney Valley, race 5, number 1, Campionessa, 2 units. Dano's in great form. I especially like betting up on his tips at this time of year. He's a Group 1 punter, and when there's Group 1 racing, he's at his best. Mooney Valley, race 6, number 6, Viviere, 1 unit. I'm coming with you. Mooney Valley, race 8, number 5, Imperatrice, 2 units. We've got to be on the big girl and on her for as much as we can. Rose Hill, race 6, number 1, Riff Rocket, 1 unit. Eagle Farm, race 4, number 2, El Mozillo, 1 unit, and we'll put Switzerland in as well, 1 unit, in the Golden Slipper for 2024. That's out of the way.
He's done it again.
That's
everyone.
Your one, eh?
Oh, yeah. You know, three, none from three for Fitzsimmons over here.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the podcast by using the code GALLOP. Take on the fun this autumn festival of racing with the Ladbrokes app. Loaded with the best racing features, including bet ticker so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insights straight from the parade ring, and black book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroke at this autumn festival of racing.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Let's talk about return on investment on the Saturday set for the last couple of weeks. So
okay.
It's important that we are accountable, and you can see up on the screen now we are keeping a record of how we are all going. So you can see it doesn't make for great viewing, but We're always very open and honest in the den.
I'm down a couple of hundred. I'll get that back easy.
Yeah, but if they were following the A team, they'd nearly be square.
Sure. So everyone is in dollar terms except for RI. I am in units. You can see that I'm holding my own there. I'm in troubling circumstances. The A team are doing very, very well. And you boys, it's only off the last couple of weeks.
And I just want to stress that those figures are worked out off the staking plan of to win $200.
Yes.
Not to collect, but to win $200 with a maximum bet of $100.
Very good.
And they will either be at the prices quoted, or if Fizzer or I say we think we should wait and back them best of the best, which I said we think about it, which isn't an official Saturday set tip, they'll be marked at them. So
okay.
Usually it's an early price though.
Yeah, so look, ultimately we want to be accountable. We want to try and make you guys win. We always do our absolute best for it. We'll continue to put this up each week. It's only in the last couple of weeks and they've been a complete blackout, so that's why it looks as bad as they are. On that note, the Saturday session this week, it's back. I promise the Saturday session will be some of the greatest wagering content ever. I'm going to put a lot into it. I'm really fired up. It's such fantastic racing. They tried to blame me for the results on Saturdays. I wasn't here last week and it was still a blackout. So I'll be revving the boys up this week to put in a big performance. You all got your week off, no cameras in your face. The cameras are back in your face this week and you need to deliver to the punters out there. It's a very popular show. I can't wait to produce it. We mentioned the punt party earlier. The link to book in is in the description. Please go and do it. It might be sold out by this time next week or booked out by this time next week because, of course, it's free to come. And then you won't be able to come, which would be really disappointing because we want as many of you out there with us on day one of the championships to all rip in and raise the roof at the Hudson Hotel. Merch, go buy the best merch in the game. Other than that, anything else?
That's it. South East Friday night. I'm looking forward to it.
And the grand final replay tonight too, which would be great as well. How good sport, how good's racing up the den. See you on Saturday.